Today we're building a warehouse-sized RAG cut in Ableton Live 12, but we're doing it the smart way, with minimal CPU load and maximum impact. This is an advanced DNB workflow lesson, so the goal is not just to make something loud or gritty. The goal is to make something that feels like a proper dark system tune, chopped RAG vocals, rolling drums, a disciplined sub, and a bass that answers the vocal like it's part of the conversation. By the end, you should have a loop that could sit in a roller, a jungle tool, a halftime switch-up, or a neuro-adjacent breakdown without falling apart under CPU pressure. And that last part matters. A live RAG DNB ideas get messy because producers try to keep everything live, heavily warped, overprocessed, and constantly moving. That kills both the groove and the session. So today we're going to work in stages: warp, arrange, print, then refine. That's how you keep the track playable and still make it hit like a warehouse PA. Let's start with the project setup. Open a clean Ableton Live 12 set and keep it lean. You want one audio track for the RAG vocal, one audio track for break material, one MIDI track for bass, and one MIDI track for drums. Then add two return tracks, one for a short room or plate delay and one for a dark reverb. That's enough to make a serious tune without building a CPU monster. On the master, keep your headroom healthy. Aim for peaks around -6 dB while you're writing. That gives you room for heavy drums, sub weight, and later mix decisions without clipping yourself early. In DNB, that headroom is not a luxury. It's part of the workflow. On the vocal track, keep the chain simple. Start with utility, then EQ8, then either drum bus or saturator if you want some edge. Keep reverbs on sends, not inserts. That's a big CPU saver, and it also keeps the vocal clear and upfront when it needs to be. On the bass track, keep it equally disciplined, upper ear or wave-eatable, then EQ8, then saturator, then utility for mono control. That lean template is important, because DNB arrangement is all about fast decisions and tiny edits. If the session feels heavy before you've even written the groove, you'll end up working against the machine instead of with it. Now let's choose the vocal source. For a RAG cut, don't obsess over polish. You want attitude. Look for short phrases with strong consonants, clear starts, and a natural rhythmic bounce. Shouts, skanks, spoken lines, offbeat phrases, anything with that rude energy. The consonants matter a lot here. A sharp T, K, or P can hit like a percussion sound. Drop the vocal onto the audio track and set the warp mode carefully. If the phrase is rhythmic, beats mode is usually the best starting point. If it's percussive, try a transient loop mode around 1/16th or 1/8th. If it's more legato, you can try Complex Pro, but only if you really need it. For CPU light workflow, it's usually better to cut the phrase shorter and use a simpler warp mode. Now isolate the best parts. You're looking for maybe 4 to 8 strong chops from a small section, not an entire verse. Pick one opening phrase, one response phrase, one texture chop, and maybe one throwaway ad-lib for fills. Here's a key advanced move. Once you find the best 2 to 4 seconds, consolidate that section. Then, if you don't need live warp editing anymore, freeze and flatten the track. That is one of the best ways to keep a vocal-heavy DNB session under control. Don't leave everything live just because you can. Commit in stages. Now we build the chop rhythm like a drum part, not like a melody. That's the mindset shift. The vocals should lock with the drums, not float randomly over them. Put the main chop on the 1, a response on the end of 2, a quick tail or shout on the 3, and then leave space before the snare so the hit can breathe. Bass is power here. If every moment is filled, nothing feels big. You can use clip envelopes or automation for subtle motion. Small volume dips of 3 to 6 dB work well on smaller chops. Filter movement can live somewhere between 300 Hz and 3000 Hz depending on the phrase. And don't send every chop to delay and reverb. Only send the strongest ones. That contrast is what makes the drop feel bigger. Also, don't overquantize every slice into robotic perfection. In deeper rollers, a tiny amount of drag can make the groove feel heavier and more human. A RAG cut should feel rude, not sterile. Now let's shape the vocal with minimal processing. On the vocal chain or vocal group, start with EQ8 and high pass around 120 to 180 Hz to get rid of low junk. If the sample gets harsh, notch a narrow band somewhere around 2.5 to 4.5 kHz. Then use a little saturator or drum bus if you want grit. Don't smash it. A drive of 2 to 5 dB is often enough to give the vocal attitude without flattening it. Use auto filter for automation in breakdowns and buildups. You do not need huge sweeps here. A range from around 500 Hz up to 8 kHz can already feel dramatic if the arrangement is sparse. And keep the vocal mostly dry. The warehouse feel comes from contrast, not from drowning the sample in reverb. For extra movement, use echo on a return track with a short delay time, maybe an eighth or dotted eighth, low feedback, and filtered repeats. High pass the return so it doesn't cloud the sub. If the vocal starts to feel too wide or too bright, use utility to tighten the stereo image. In dense DNB, monoleaning vocals often sit better. Now the bass. This is where the vocal gets its partner. The bass should enter the ragga cut like a call and response voice in the mix. Operator is perfect if you want a clean sub foundation. Wave Eatable works if you want a little more mid-range movement without bringing in a heavy plugin stack. Start with a sine or triangle style fundamental for the sub. Add a second oscillator or some wave-eatable motion only if it actually helps the idea. Keep the low end mono with utility. Then use saturator to create harmonics in the 100 to 300 Hz area, so the bass reads on smaller systems. For phrasing, think conversationally. If the vocal chop hits on beat 1, let the bass answer on the end of 1 or beat 2. If the vocal comes back on beat 3, the bass can stab or slide on beat 4. That kind of phrase exchange is what makes the drop feel alive. Keep note lengths disciplined. Try lengths from 1/8 to 1/2 depending on the groove. If the bass gets too busy, use a Q8 or a low pass move to keep the dark roller feel controlled. And if you want a hint of neuro edge, automate a small filter sweep or wave-eatable position move, but keep it restrained. The bass should feel like a machine breathing behind the vocal, not a lead synth stealing the spotlight. Now we bring in the drums. This is the point where the track becomes actual DNB. Use a classic rolling foundation, kick on 1, snare on 2 and 4, then a chopped break layer for shuffle, ghost hits, and fills. A drum rack is a great stock approach for one-shots, and simpler works well for slicing a break into pads. Use groove pull lightly if you want some swing, but don't destroy the grid. Keep the shape intact. Then add a little drum bus on the drum group for punch and glue. A bit of drive can help, but don't overdo the boom if the sub is already doing the heavy lifting. You want impact, not mud. Let the break layer do the character work. That's how you get movement and grime without loading the arrangement with too many one-shots. If the vocal lands in a gap in the break, suddenly the track feels intentional and locked in. Now let's talk arrangement, because this is where the whole thing becomes a proper tune instead of just a loop. Think in 16 bars. Bars 1 to 4 should be an eerie intro with vocal teases and filtered drums. Bars 5 to 8 should lift the tension and bring in more vocal identity and snare pressure. Bars 9 to 12 are your drop statement, where the drums fully open up and the bass answers every vocal phrase. Bars 13 to 16 are for variation, maybe a quick fill, a ragga stab, and a bass switch up before the next section. Automate a few key things instead of everything. Open the vocal filter from around 500 Hz to full range. Push the reverb send briefly at the end of phrases. Adjust bass cutoff or distortion for switch-ups. Maybe sharpen the drum bus transient only in fills. Those tiny changes are enough if the groove is strong. A good workflow move here is to group your vocal chops together and your drums together. Make decisions at the group level first. That keeps you from obsessing over every little slice too early. Once the groove works, commit. Freeze the vocal track if the chop pattern is set, or resample the whole drop section to a new audio track. If the bass modulation is already right, print that too. This lowers CPU, speeds up arranging, and makes the whole tune easier to edit. And honestly, printed audio often sounds more unified than dozens of LEV devices constantly recalculating. After resampling, you can get creative in a very efficient way. Reverse a vocal tail before a drop. Slice a printed bass hit for a fill. Build a short atmospheric turnaround from the bounce. That's the advantage of working in printed stages. You're not just saving CPU, you're also multiplying ideas. Now let's use transition FX sparingly, but with intent. In warehouse style DNB, transitions should be functional, not cinematic for the sake of it. Echo works great for short vocal throws at the end of 4 or 8 bar phrases. Reverb on ascend gives you atmosphere tails. Auto filter on a grouped pre-drop section can create tension. And if you've printed a vocal snippet, reverse it for a quick riser. A nice practical recipe is this. At the end of bar 4, throw the vocal chop into echo. At bar 8, cut the drums for half a beat and let the vocal tail bloom. At bar 12, use a reverse printed chop plus a short noise style hit. At bar 16, strip everything back to kick and sub, or to ambience only, and set up the next phrase. Keep the transition effects mid-range clean. If your effects are muddy, they'll fight the snare and the sub. That's exactly what you don't want in a warehouse drop. A few common mistakes to avoid. Don't overwarp the vocal. Keep only the useful phrases warped, and consolidate or freeze once the timing works. Don't drown the raga cuts in reverb. Leave the main chops dry and upfront, and only send selected phrases into space. Don't let the bass and vocal fight in the same mid-range area. High pass the vocal, saturate the bass for harmonic presence, and carve tiny EQ pockets if needed. Don't keep too many live devices active. Commit to audio sooner, and don't make the drums too clean. Raga DNB needs a bit of break grit, ghost notes, and imperfect placement. Also, remember that contrast is everything. If the track stays full all the time, it stops feeling heavy. Pull elements out for half a bar or a full bar before important returns. Silence is not emptiness. In DNB, silence is pressure. Here are a few pro-level mindset shifts to keep in mind.